Esme. We are back with the IDK cast. It is IDK cast season 2, episode 2 for February 12, 2018. So welcome to the show. This is the podcast that shares what we know, what we don't know, and asks you, our listeners, did you know? And like I said, I am your host, Esme. Today, we're going to get started talking about slime under the What I Do Know. Now, you might think slime, that's kind of a very interesting topic. Like, you didn't really think I'd start out with that, but I am. And that is because I have forgotten how much I actually love slime. It's been decades since my hands have squished around in anything like slime other than, like, you know, Play-Doh, stuff like that. But Play-Doh and slime are just two totally different things. And I was reminded of that today. I got my two little toddlers around, and I've always seen these recipes floating around the internet. Oh, how you can make your own slime, blah, blah, blah. So I figured it was actually time to get started making my own slime, and it was super simple. All you have to do is add 12 ounces of Elmer's glue to a bowl, then 1.5 tablespoons of baking soda, and then 3 tablespoons of contact solution. Eye contact solution, you know, just 3 tablespoons. And I thought, what a weird concoction this is. But I figured out, reading in the recipe, that the contact solution actually helps to keep the slime less sticky and slimy. So you can kind of, you know, build the slime that's good for you. So that's what we did. If it got too sticky, like it would cling to your fingers and stuff, you're like, oh, I don't want that. So just squirt a little bit more eye contact solution into the mix and smush it around, like knead it like bread. We're good to go. You can add in food coloring to make whatever kind of color you wanted. We did purple and green and orange. And then I also had some glitter in my craft box. So I just put in glitter. And then you can also do what we did. And I thought I had like these little animal beads, like dolphins and fish and turtles and stuff. And I hid some of those in there. And they actually love finding all that stuff. So it's pretty cool. Also, did you guys know that slime actually has benefits for adults and kids? That is true. More and more adults are actually keeping slime around them, whether it's at the office or if they're in a classroom or they're at home and they're just trying to focus, you know, increase their focus. It's actually being used to help people manage their anxiety. I had no clue. And also people who suffer with like joint pain, they do like to kind of squeeze slime because, you know, if you have more of a thicker slime like we made today, it actually helps with joint stimulation and compression due to its resistancy, because it's like a really, it's not like slimy gooey, it's not messy, and you know, the more you put that contact solution in, you really can just smush it around and then have like none left on your skin. So it's a clean way for people to work their joints and stuff. Also, it helps kids with their language. I wouldn't have thought of that, but it actually helps kids make a connection with words that they may not normally have ever came across. So like if they say the word gooey and they've never actually played with anything gooey, somebody might use that word in a sentence and they really have no way to connect with that. So that's pretty cool. That's how it helps the actual sensory make connections with words, so they can fuse the two together, and actually helps that way. It also helps develop cognitive functions. Sensory play helps kids learn problem solving by measuring, mixing, and also cleaning up. And I can tell you, it also helped this chick's problem solving, because I got some on my shirt and I was like, how am I gonna get this off? And you know what? The slime helped me figure that out too. I had a big old gooey, slimy orange slime blob on my shirt. I'm like, oh my goodness, the kids didn't get any on them. I'm the one that got some on me. So what I did is I Googled, you know, because I figured, you know, the one thing in life you can be pretty sure about is that you're not the only one dealing with something. So I knew that there are other people out there that had made slime and got that stuck to them. And all you have to do is obviously take that article of clothing off, lay it down like on a countertop or inside the basin of a sink, someplace where using vinegar is not gonna bother the material. And squirt a little bit of white vinegar on the clothing, and it just helps to kind of dissolve the slime and helps you be able to remove it easily from fabric. So good to know. Problem solving right there, so they're right on with that. Also, it helps with social and emotional development because slime helps kids have control of their actions and experiences, and that helps provide them with confidence that they can create something, design something. You know, there's so many different layers to it, all while actually having fun with it. Had I thought about this in the first place, when my son was like 3 and 2, he would play with his poop in his diaper, and I'm thinking if I had only knew how easy it was to make slime, I would have had a lot less walls to wipe off and bleach and all that good stuff. So hey, benefits all around, parents, in case you did not know that, that helps. And also, it benefits fine motor skills, because these skills are developed while children are squeezing and pinching and poking and picking up and moving around all the slime. This activity will not only strengthen their little muscles, but it will also help develop their pencil grips, which also helps set them up for greater success when it's time to manipulate and use a pencil. So little did you know, little did I know, all that just came from slime. So we're gonna move on to Did You Know?
I didn't know that.
Did you know that today, February 12th, 2018, is National Plum Pudding Day? I did not know this because I've never consumed or been around plum pudding. But the name of this Christmas pudding first was recorded in 1858. It was in a novel by Anthony Trollope. I'm just gonna say Trollope because I feel bad calling him Trollope. Plum pudding is usually made up of nutmeg, raisins, nuts, apples, cinnamon, and dates, along with other ingredients. So as long as those quote other ingredients are not like cow tongue, I think I might like plum pudding because it kind of sounds good. But I'm kind of sketchy on the other ingredients, so we'll get back to that. In England, it is tradition for every person in the home to hold on to the wooden spoon together as they stir the batter of the plum pudding. And while they are stirring, they also have to make a wish. Wow, that's pretty fantastic. Plum pudding has also been known to be called plum duff. So that's interesting. I wonder if Hillary Duff likes some plum pudding. All right, so then, ta-da! February 12th also is another national day. It is National Clean Out Your Computer Day. Wow, this is a really good day. This is a good day. It lands the second Monday in every February, and that would be today. So it is observed on the second Monday in every February, the National Clean Out Your Computer Day is a day to take some time out of our busy schedules and do a little TLC on our computers. Help clean them up, help organize their files and folders, get rid of those junk files, delete duplicate files, delete old files and programs that we're no longer using. It's just a good thing to do. So happy Plum Pudding Day and happy Clean Out Your Computer Day. All right, now we have another Did You Know? Because this is some pretty cool news coming off from futurism.com. In a recent study published in Nature Biotechnology, scientists from Arizona State University and the National Center for Nanoscience and Technology of the Chinese Academy of Sciences demonstrated how effective nanobots are at addressing tumor growth. This sounds like stuff out of movies, am I right? It totally does. But my God, mind-blowing. The mini robots are able to cut off the blood supply to breast cancer, melanoma, ovarian, and lung cancer tumors in mice. After just 2 weeks of treatment, the researchers reported that the tumor tissue was shrinking, and it's shrinking because they're cutting off the blood supply. So, Heo Yan, director of the ASU Biodesign Institute Center for Molecular Design and Biometrics, explained in a press release that they had developed the first fully autonomous DNA robotic system for a very precise drug design and targeted cancer therapy. He also added that this technology is a strategy that can be used for many types of cancer, since all solid tumor feeding blood vessels are essentially the same. Wow, learn something new every day here at the IDK cast. This is also kind of interesting. These robots were actually inspired by origami, the Japanese art of paper folding. Now, that's not something that I would have put hand in hand. I would have never thought origami and nanoscience or little teeny tiny microscopic robots would all kind of be BFFs. But it is pretty cool, and I guess it's not the first time origami has inspired stuff. So it says that actually origami has inspired everything from spacecrafts to shields and DNA origami. So creating different shapes 1,000 times smaller than a human hair using DNA strands is an emerging field that could revolutionize drug delivery and treatment. Each of these tumor-targeting nanorobots is made up of a flat DNA origami sheet that is only 90 nanometers by 60 nanometers in size. This sheet is saddled with an enzyme that makes clots in the blood vessels that feed the tumor. This new technology eliminates previous issues that scientists faced with trying to create tumor-killing nanorobots. Previous attempts were not as successful at destroying the tumors without harming healthy tissues and cells. So it sounds like it's pretty hard for them to just target the tumor. They were also destroying the stuff around it. So obviously that's not great. No. But instead of going directly after the tumors, this research team simply sought to cut off the tumor's blood supply. So by starving the tumors, they can shrink and kill them without going on the offensive and potentially harming healthy cells in the process. So this is definitely, wow, mind-blowing. Such a blessing to those who have suffered and have family members who are suffering or are currently suffering with cancer. It's just, stuff like this is just amazing. In an article today out on Gizmodo.com, it is all about scientists who are setting out to explore the mysterious seafloor exposed by Antarctica's giant iceberg. Remember the massive iceberg that split away from Antarctica last year? Well, an international team of scientists have decided to embark on a mission to go on an exploration that will be covering the newly exposed marine ecosystem that was underneath that glacier. The one that's been hidden for over 100,000 years. 100,000 years. So the iceberg is called A-68. It is calved from Antarctica's Larsen Sea ice shelf on July 12, 2017. Weighing about a trillion tons and featuring a surface of over 2,240 square miles, that is 5,800 kilometers for the kilometer people. The kilometers. The iceberg is about the size of Delaware, or about four times the size of London, England. It's been drifting away from the area for months. So they're gonna get in there and they're gonna start exploring. They're gonna start taking samples. They're really hoping that they can find some good stuff. So the international team is being led by the British Antarctic Survey, which is BASS for short. They plan on traveling the area aboard the RSS James Clark Ross for a three-week mission, and that will be starting later this month on February 21st, 2018. Katrine Lentz, a marine biologist with the BASS, said in a statement that it's important that they get there quickly before the undersea environment changes as sunlight enters the water and new species begin to colonize. So they put together a team with a wide range of scientific skills so that they can collect as much information as possible in a short time. And she said it is a very exciting, and I agree, it is very exciting, and I'm really interested to see what they come back with. All right, and now it is time to share what we didn't know. And what we're going to do is be covering some interesting facts. Today's facts are coming from thefactsite.com, and all of these facts are just, you know, for fun to listen to. Don't go out and do these things, because I'm not condoning any of them. All right, so what we're going to be sharing today is, did you know because I did not know that banging your head against a wall burns 150 calories an hour. So, you know, no more, you know, drinking, you know, gallons of kale juice and all that jazz. Just go bang your head on a wall. Apparently you burn 150 calories an hour. Did you know that paternophobia is the fear of being tickled by feathers? I had no clue. Although I also don't go around just randomly trying to tickle people with feathers. I haven't tried that yet. But and I also don't condone that as well. I do not condone banging your head on a wall. And I do not condone just randomly trying to tickle people, because you might get your head, hey, you know, that might be killing two birds with one stone in a way. Go tickle a stranger with a feather, they might bash your head on a wall. So I guess hand in hand, tickling people with feathers might, you know, you might get some extra calories burnt just from that. Just depends on how many times they popped your head under the wall. I can get behind this. Laughing for 10 minutes can make you burn between 20 and 40 calories. No, I feel like that's a big jip. I feel like I should burn more calories from laughing than going and beating my head on a wall. I mean, seriously, have you seen me laugh or heard me laugh? I feel like my laughing is a lot more in depth, so I feel gypped. I feel like I should be able to burn more calories through laughing than beating my head on a wall. But also, if you love to sing in the shower, you can burn an extra 10 to 20 calories per song depending on the volume and the pitch of your voice. So hey, you heard it here on the IDK cast. You can do all those things. And we're gonna end the show. We're gonna end today's show with a little laugh from one of my favorite comedians, Will Ferrell. And I say that because I just love him in the Elf movie, more or less. No, he's a funny guy. But this is a little piece of advice from good old Will Ferrell. Some relationship advice, you know, and everybody can use a little bit of relationship advice. So here is Will Ferrell's relationship advice. And I can get behind this too, because it really does make sense. Before you marry a person, you should make them use a computer with slow internet to see who they really are. Amen to that. Oh yeah, I can get behind that. Because if there's anything that I remember is that dial-up, you know, like a lot of the youngins won't ever be privy to that knowledge, but it definitely gave us, like, it would make the most patient person's blood boil. So if you want to test out this new honey you're dating, sit them down on some slow internet and watch them melt. Or if they don't melt, they're a keeper. Or if they do melt and they're funny, then I guess at least you can laugh at them and burn some calories at their expense. So, oh, hey. Well, that has been season 2, episode 2, February 12, 2018. As you can see, I'm going to try to knock these out fast. So you can take me along in your little drives to work and such. So have a great time. Until next episode, be the light. All right, IDK cast listeners, this is Esme signing out. But before I go, I want to let you know how you can get a hold of the show. You can email the show at theidkcast@gmail.com. You can contact the show on Twitter at theidkcast. You can find us on any of your podcast catching mobile apps just by searching The IDK Cast. And you can subscribe to our RSS feeds and get your hands on our show notes at theidkcast.podbean.com. We also have a Podbean app. Just find Podbean on your mobile app store and you can find us through there. So until next episode, this is Esme signing out, and I want to let you know to be the light in the darkness and keep learning, keep spreading that good stuff. Talk to you later.